All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into something kind of different.
Lay it on me.
We're going to explore a character.
Interesting, I like it. A character deep dive. Whose inner workings are we dissecting today?
A woman named Iris from the book Her Name is Iris by John Walker.
Okay, Iris. I'm intrigued.
And we've got some excerpts from the book itself to really get into how the author portrays her. And you know what really stood out to me?
What's that?
It's like how Walker, he's not just trying to describe like what she looks like.
Right.
It's like he's going for something more, you know, a deeper kind of beauty.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. It's the kind of beauty that stays with you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not just skin deep. And you're right, Walker doesn't dwell on her physical attributes.
Right.
He uses these really interesting words like grace, mystery, even integrity.
Yes.
To give you a sense of her character, her essence.
It's like he wants you to understand her spirit before you even really know the whole story. And one of the things he does, and this is so cool, is he compares Iris to the iris flower itself.
Oh!
Like he describes its colors and the way it stands so tall.
Uh-huh.
And even like the delicate structure of the petals.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever really looked closely at an iris?
It's been a while, I'll admit.
They're just, the way he writes about it, it's so vivid.
I bet. It sounds like he's using the flower as a metaphor almost.
He is. He totally is.
And it's clever because the iris flower, it has all this symbolism tied to it.
Oh, totally. Tell me about it.
I mean, think about it. Resilience, hope, even this kind of quiet strength.
Yes. And you see those qualities reflected in Iris throughout the book.
Right. Like, it's not just that she's described as kind, but we actually see that kindness play out.
Oh, for sure.
In her actions and the way she interacts with others.
Totally. There's this one scene, and it's stuck with me.
Okay, what happens?
She sees this young boy being bullied, and she steps in. But she doesn't, like, use force or anything.
Yeah.
It's more like this calm, unwavering sense of right and wrong.
So it's her presence, the way she carries herself.
Exactly. And it's so powerful because it comes from within her, you know.
It's like she doesn't need to shout or make a scene. She just is, and that's enough.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not just in those big moments either.
Yeah.
There are times when Walker just describes her simply being present in a room.
Okay.
And it changes the entire atmosphere. It's subtle, but it's so effective.
You know, it's funny because that makes you think about the people in your own life.
Yeah. Like, who has that kind of presence?
Right. And what is it about them that creates that effect? Is it intentional?
Or is it just who they are deep down?
Walker seems to suggest it's a bit of both. Like, it's the inner qualities, but also the choices they make every day.
And he leaves you wondering, you know, if it's something we can all cultivate.
Mm-hmm. To become the kind of people who radiate that same sense of grace and inner strength.
I love that idea.
It's really something to think about, right? What kind of beauty do we want to put out into the world? Because ultimately, that's what this book celebrates. The kind of beauty that transcends time.
And the beauty of a deep dive like this.
Oh, absolutely.
It gets you thinking about stuff like this. It's not just about the story itself.
Right. You start to connect it to your own life, your own experiences.
Exactly. And I don't know about you, but I'm definitely going to be thinking about this for a while.
Me too. And, you know, I'm curious, what qualities do you think make a person truly captivating? Like the kind of person you just can't forget.
That is a really good question. And honestly, it's one I think I'm going to need some time to ponder.
Mm-hmm.
This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Ponder away.
I think I will.